If you're a book lover, I'm hoping you'll share your passion with us. The Book Club at 91.7 is easy to find on the WVXU website, on the WVXU Facebook page, and by email at book@wvxu.org. I keep posing questions, hoping you'll share your answers with us. This month, when you call 352-9188, you'll answer the question, what's the last book you gave as a gift? Here are some friends of the Book Club at 91.7 with their answers.
Hello, folks. My name is Chris Arducer. I live in Northside. Last book I gave as a gift was to my wife, Laura. She is a huge Margaret Atwood fan. I believe the book was called Mad Atom.
My name is Chris. I'm from Northside. The last book I gave my father a copy of a book called Pulphead by John Jeremiah Sullivan. It's a collection of his magazine writing, kind of long-form magazine writing, but it's great. My dad's a nonfiction guy for the most part. It's nonfiction, but it's really well done. Tells a great story, tells it well. It takes a new approach to what made an old story, or it takes a story that you think would be boring, unreadable, and makes it exciting. So it's a great journalist.
Hi, I'm David Wecker from Alexandria, Kentucky. It would be called Square Pegs, stories about everything and nothing. And it's a nice little book. Some people have bedside books. You might call this a lavatory book because it's tiny little short stories. And of course, it's written by someone I'm very fond of.
My name is Christopher Eanes, and I'm from Over the Rhine in downtown Cincinnati. I have a one-year-old daughter, so every book I buy right now is for her, and the first one I bought her was Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Nova!
Thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 here on WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. She's the author of three award-winning children's books, including Litzy of Cincinnati and Litzy and the Underground Railroad. Also author of Cincinnati Christmas, a book for adults about the traditions, history, and food of our fair city. For this Christmas, Jenny Burton is back to the kids with Henri, A Christmas Donkey Story. Jenny Burton, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
It's fun to be here. Thank you.
Your new book was inspired by a visit to what I assume was a living nativity scene where you noticed a quiet donkey. But that's about all I know about the story. At least that's what I've gathered from the book. Tell us the story of the inspiration for Henri.
Well, when I was writing Cincinnati Christmas, I was at the Crone a lot at the stable talking to the folks there and got to know them a little bit. And I noticed that the donkeys weren't heeing and hawing. And I said, how come are these donkeys always this quiet? And they said, yeah, they don't hee and haw. And I thought, well, there's a story there somewhere. So that's really how it began.
Well, I've heard donkeys, and they can be rather vociferous. I think I went to a donkey and mule show up outside of Oxford a few years back, and that was a cacophony of brain.
Yes.
Going on. So what's your experience with donkeys prior to the story?
Not much.
But you knew they heed and hawed, right?
I did. But then I did the research on donkeys, and I really became enthralled with them because they really are interesting creatures, and they love people. If they know you, they'll come and put their head over your shoulder. And when I was there at the Crone, just sitting with them for about an hour, I would walk one way and the donkey would follow me, and then I'd walk the other way and the donkey would follow me, and then he'd want to eat my purse. But then I kept reading about how really very gentle and patient, and the book is dedicated to them because they've carried our burdens for many centuries
mention that the book is dedicated to donkeys who through the centuries have carried our burdens with patience and humility. And I thought I was really, really struck by that when I opened the book.
Well, I think that's what they are. We make fun of them sometimes, but I think they've given us much more than that.
Well, the Litzy books and the Empty Abbey book were chapter books. What age group were they written for, and what age group is the new book written for?
The first three books are written for kids 8 to 12, about, and about the same kind of reading level. But this book, I think, is maybe 4 to 8. However, people are telling me that they're putting them on their coffee table and that they're reading it as a family because It's a bit longer than a normal children's book of that age. So you need to read it in pieces, like one chapter at a time, and I think that's better.
I wanted to ask about some tactics you used in the book and the book design. You emphasized some words and phrases in the book in bold red. What was the purpose of that design?
Actually, that was the graphic designer's idea, and he is fabulous. He did Cincinnati Christmas, and he did this one for me. His name is Chad DeBord. I had no idea he was going to do that, and I was enthralled when he did, because I think it kind of emphasizes the important words, for one thing. It brings a color and an excitement to the page. And then also, I think if you have a young reader, this might help them a bit to read, to remember just those words, if not anything else.
Pick those off the page.
Yeah.
Well, unlike your previous books, there's a bit of a religious overtone in the manger scenes in Henri. How did you approach that?
Well, it is Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, it's very true.
And it's religious, and I think the two very go together. In the donkey has appeared throughout religious history in many ways, not just with Jesus and Mary going to Bethlehem, but in other times. It appears, I think, in other religions as well. So that's where he belongs.
I'm speaking with Jenny Burton. She is the author of Henri, A Christmas Donkey Story, now available where books are sold and hopefully soon in libraries, too. And I must say, in Disney day and age, when I saw the cover, I was reminded of the movie Frozen, which my granddaughter likes to watch over and over. And I saw the donkey eating the carrot nose off a snowman. And
yes, it's great.
It brought a smile to my face.
Yes.
I thought that was good. And I wanted to talk about the pictures because this is not an illustrated children's book.
Right.
These are photographs, and I know you also used his work in your Cincinnati Christmas book, but how did you team up with Robert Fleischel?
I teamed up with him for Cincinnati Christmas. I didn't know Bob at all. I called him up. I told him the idea, and I said, are you interested? Yes, he said. He's very energetic and enthusiastic, and so we worked very well together on that. And then I called him about the donkey stories, and he jumped right in there again. Not all of them are his pictures, but most of them are. And he's so good. There's that one picture of the whole crone with the stable. It's early morning. And he took it last year right after it snowed so hard. And really had to go through a lot to get there to take the picture. So he's great fun. He's so talented, and he just captures the light in just a lovely way.
I wanted to ask, is Henri really the donkey's name whose picture we're seeing, or have the names of donkeys been changed to protect the innocent?
No. He just popped in my brain when I was writing this story. I decided that's what he should be, and that's what it is. And some people say, is it Henry or Henri? And I say, it depends on where you live. If you live in France, it's Henri.
I guess I should have settled that before, because I had the question yesterday. Too,
it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what you say. I'm sure he doesn't care.
I know Henri and Henry both rhyme with donkey, so that works out well.
Right.
But this starts out on the farm. Mm-hmm. As he's growing up, and he's learning to not hee-haw so loud. I love your description of the braying about the he on the intake of breath and the haw on the breathing out, and that was fun. Did you go to the farm to see these donkeys in their natural or where they usually live when they're not working at the crone?
I was going to do that. Bob and I were going to do that, and then I realized that we'd have to make 10 trips to the farm to get the right picture. Mm-hmm. The picture that we wanted. I did read a lot about, and I read a lot about people that own donkeys and what they talk about and the issues on the farms and that kind of thing.
Well, what other kind of detective work did you do for the book? Now, you talked about reading up on donkeys.
Yeah, but I sat with the donkeys at the crone for quite a while. Whenever I'd see them, I would stop and take a look and see what they were doing. But I can't think of anything really in particular. I didn't go to a particular farm or anything.
What did you enjoy the most about putting together A Christmas Donkey Story? It seems that, you know, it's a fun romp in the beginning as he's learning from his mother when he gets to go and perform at the at the stable. It's quite a story. And, of course, there are some events that happen at the stable on Christmas that are quite touching, but it's a fun story.
I think one of the best events that your listeners might want to know about is when I was talking to the folks at the Crone who take care of the stable, and that's a family that's been doing it for 35 years, I think. The family does it. Anyway, they told me that at one point they would go in and they would find a $20 bill in the infant's clothing. And they didn't know who was doing it. So they got cameras, not just for that, but because for general reasons. And they saw that a woman would come very late at night and jump over the fence and put her $20 in the infant's clothing.
Wow.
They still don't, she doesn't do it anymore. But I wove her into the story when she comes in, and Henry doesn't know whether this is a good lady or a bad lady, and should he and haw, and he knows he shouldn't he and haw, but how is he going to do this? And so, you know, he goes through this issue of what should he do, and of course he does not he and haw because he sees it's a good thing.
Henri or Henry, A Christmas Donkey Story by Jenny Powers Burton here on the Book Club at 91.7. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. I mean, that was that event actually did take place. And I think there's two other pictures that we got when they brought the animals to the Crone. They were getting the animals off the truck. And that particular donkey did not want to get off the truck. And so they gave him an apple. He still wouldn't get off the truck. And they had to get somebody to push him from behind. So we got that shot. And then I wove that into the story as well, that he gets there and he goes, I don't think so. Not today. I'm not doing this. Yeah. So
I wanted to ask you about your writing career. As we were talking before we went on the air, mentioned that you've always written, but that it wasn't until after you retired that you began to publish books. Now, how did that transition come about?
Well, I had written Litzy of Cincinnati 15 years before I retired, but I had really not done anything with it. And I had a friend who also was part of that, Nora Holt. And, you know, I looked at this manuscript and I thought, my kids are going to pitch this when I die. They're not going to publish it. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait around for a publisher to find me. I can't keep sending this off and getting replies that they're not interested. And knowing that it was a regional story anyway, I didn't think there was much of a chance for that to happen. So I said, hey, let's just do it. And so we did it and formed Fountain Square Publishing and published the books. And it's been good. It's a lot of work when you're not. The problem is, you have to find time to write, but you're running a business, so it's a conundrum.
Double duty.
Yeah, right.
And I imagine there have been highs and lows, but it seems that you've been doing very well.
Yes, have been, and one of the great fun things is the children, because I visit schools. A lot of the schools read Litzy of Cincinnati and Litzy and the Underground Railroad. And I'm also my husband and I are also volunteer guides at the Freedom Center. So all of that kind of ties together. But I go to the schools and it's great fun because the kids are so excited and they're really learning something about the city as they read the book. And the teachers tell me how great fun they have. And so that's a great joy for me.
Now, your previous books have been crammed with Cincinnati history. I mean, the Litzy books. Your love of history, where do you get that from?
I don't know. I've always loved history. It was my major in college. I think history is, it tells us where we are, and then you can begin. And it's so important, and I'm so disappointed that they aren't teaching it as much as they used to teach it.
Well, I have to say, when I was reading, it may be for readers 8 to 12, but when I was reading Litzy of Cincinnati and Litzy on the Underground Railroad, I have to say I was learning a lot more about Cincinnati history than I knew before. So
that makes me very happy.
Well, thank you very much for being here, and thanks for the great books, too.
Thank you so much.
Jenny Burton, her newest book is Henri, A Christmas Donkey Story, or Henry, A Christmas Donkey Story, depending on how you want to say it. Available where books are sold. You can learn more about the book at our website, wvxu.org. And Jenny will be at Joseph Beth Booksellers this afternoon at 2 o'clock for a signing. And tomorrow, at the stable, at the Crone, between noon and 3 for a signing as well. Well, she may not be in the stable, but she'll be at the Crone tomorrow. All those details on our website, wvxu.org. You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Producer is Kevin Reynolds. Rick Andrus is music director and segment engineer. Jim Nolan is web guru. Robin Carey Allgaier is the announcer. And technical director is Bruce Ellis. And Bruce, what are you reading?
Mark, I'm reading The Magician's Land by Lev Grossman. It's the third book in a trilogy about Quentin Coldwater, who is a magician. It's sort of like an adult Harry Potter. Very entertaining.
Thanks, Bruce. And I'm Mark Purcell. A bit of holiday for the club next weekend. A look back at a few of our favorite interviews from the last few months. John Scalzi talking science fiction and fans. Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, talking Churchill. And Brock Clark with the happiest people in the world. That's the Danes, by the way. Those encores coming up next Saturday on the Book Club at 91.7. So Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. It's Weekend Edition coming up next, 91.7 WVXU.